And this is really key. This is one of those things you need to memorize, okay, here. It's not that difficult, but once again, one of the first questions you can look at is, are you disabled? And so the SGA amount is, you know, once again, $1,350 in 2022. These, and for a blind individual, it's $2,260. Now, you're going to see a lot of things where they call out things for folks that are visually impaired, blind, whatever we want to call it here. And, you know, and you might ask yourself, why is it that they've been called out like this? And quite honestly, it's because when they put this together, the blind community had better lobbyists than the other communities did. I mean, that's basically what it's all about. So anyway, going back to this, really important is that merely having a diagnosis of being disabled doesn't get you there. There is a functional test, and the functional test is, are you able to earn $1,350 a month here? And if you are, you're not considered disabled, okay? Which is a good lead into our second test. Our second test is the income test, okay? So, Haley, what's considered unearned income?
Pretty much any money that you get from anywhere that is not earned, so that is not received from working. So we're talking about gifts. Does somebody give you $20 a month to do something? Payments from an annuity or a pension. So if you have an annuity that's going to pay out, that's going to be considered unearned income. Depending on how old the individual is and if there's any sort of child support payments, if they're over the age of 18, that's considered unearned income for the individual. So it's any type of thing that that is basically unearned. So if you didn't get it from working, that's where you're going to see that unearned income come into play.
I know myself as a fellow administrator of a pooled trust. Oftentimes the first question my beneficiaries have when they find out their beneficiary of the pooled trust is, and they're on SSI, is how much money do I get? And the answer is zero. And they're really excited about that. But we're going to talk about how this works. The next kind of income, which is really important, we could do a whole program on this, but we're not going to do that, is that if you earn it, you lose $1 $1 for every $2 you earn after the first $65. So the example would be, let's say in the month of February, your SSI recipient earns $265. Then what would happen is they don't count the first $65 and they reduce the benefits, $1 for every $2 earned after that. So they would reduce the benefits by $100. But our beneficiary would be $100 ahead. And I want to mention this. One of the myths of public benefits is that persons with disabilities cannot work and should not work. And, you know, and in many cases, working is the avenue to independence. But the issue with it is if you earn it, you lose $1 for every $2 you earn after the first $65. Haley, what's our, I left the hard ball for you here.
Right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. So in-kind support and maintenance is going to be receiving food or shelter that somebody else pays for or that is included in whatever it is that you have. So so children living with their parents or anyone living with somebody else and they're not paying rent. Any sort of food or shelter that someone else pays for. It's going to reduce the SSI dollar for dollar. So $1 paid in rent is $1 less in SSI. Again, luckily there is this really cool rule called the presumed maximum value. So like we said, you can't even pay for rent with the $841 that you get. So the SSI caps the amount of money that is considered for food and shelter at a presumed maximum value of one third of the federal benefit amount plus $20. So in 2022, you're going to look at $300.33. So an individual would get $300.33 less per month in their from their SSI if someone else is paying for their food and shelter.
This is an extremely important concept because you hear all the time that a person on SSI, the trust cannot pay for food and shelter. Here, Haley, do you ever pay for food and shelter as a trustee?
Absolutely, we pay for food and shelter.
Yeah, I mean, what do they need? They need food and shelter, and we do. So the concept here is that the SSI, if you look at the federal benefit rate,